next song won't appear on the screen. It was originally, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Steal Away to Jesus. It was written before 1831, and this one, along with Wade in the Water and Follow the Drinking Gourd, were spirituals that gave actual instructions to runaways. It literally means to follow the teachings of Christ, but it doesn't take too much imagination to understand it as a call to meeting. Slaves were often forbidden to meet even for worship, and so they would sneak off in the woods to learn to read and to read the Bibles and learn the stories. And sometimes it was used to communicate that the person singing it was planning to escape. It's a standard gospel song and is found in hymnals of most Protestant denominations.
Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus, steal away, steal.
The next song is familiar to you. It's Jacob's Ladder. Jacob's Ladder is based on the biblical story of Jacob's Ladder, and it equates the ladder with the body of Christ. It was developed sometime before 1825 and became one of the first slave spirituals to be widely sung in white Christian churches. A whole lot of people have recorded it. Its origins are lost, but a lot of folks think it came out of groups who were were originally from Liberia. It's a call and response, kind of like the prayer we did a little while ago. That's where the first person sings out and another, then the group answers. It's been done by Paul Robeson, Pete Seeger, Arlo Guthrie, and Bruce Springsteen. But call and response works like this. I'll sing something, you sing it back to me. We are climbing. And then we all sing, Jacob's ladder. And call and response again. We are climbing. Jacob's ladder. Again. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. And then everybody, soldiers of the cross. It's how you teach songs to kids, isn't it? And it's how you teach songs to anybody who can't read. Call response as a form of music developed so that people could learn the songs of faith. Let's sing it together. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Think we can get much higher. That's what comes next, isn't it? Every round goes higher, higher. Wade in the water. Harriet Tubman used this one more than any other to tell slaves to get into the water, to avoid being seen, and to make it through. It was Christian churches all along the route north that housed slaves, that hid slaves. And that had basement. When I was a kid, I grew up in a, you're going to laugh when I tell you the name of the church. It was Martini, United Church of Christ, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they were clearing out the cemetery one summer to make it look nice because the gravestones were a couple hundred years old and crumbling. And all of a sudden, holes fell into the earth, big openings. Cave-ins happened on the hillside, and they discovered that the church, underneath the church, was warrened with passages that were used to hide people, even in Cincinnati, even on the other side of the Ohio, because the slave owners would come and capture people and return them. This song was about the water being troubled by the boat coming to take them away. When it says, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, God's going to trouble the children. They believed that those boats, that those wonderful, loving people who were coming to take them away were God's gift for them. That it was God himself who was bringing the boat that would take them across the water to freedom, just as he had done with Moses and the Red Sea. Are we ready? Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. If you don't think I've been redeemed, tide's gonna trouble the water. Just follow me down to the Jordan stream. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. We're gonna skip down by the riverside, but it was a joyful song that referred to baptism, the River Jordan, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and heaven, the road to heaven. Let's go to take my hand, precious Lord. The next piece is Take My Hand, Precious Lord. After slavery ended, spirituals did not. They continued to be written, but were written for different reasons. Thomas Dorsey, who is not to be confused with Tommy Dorsey, wrote Precious Lord in response to his inconsolable grief at the death of his infant son and wife. She died in childbirth. And if you want to, you can Google that sometime and see him telling the story in a documentary that's called Say Amen, Somebody. The earliest known recording was in 1937, and there is a list so long of people that have sung this, everybody from Mahalia Jackson to... Does anybody remember Engelbert Humperdinck? And Faith Hill did it for hurricane relief on her album, Come Together Now. It's been inducted into the Christian Music Hall of Fame because it speaks of our desire to go home to Jesus. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and precious Lord, lead me home. Now we need to leave here on a bright note, a joyful note. I'll Fly Away is a hymn that was written in 1929 by Albert Brumley. This is one of the ones that's called a white spiritual. It's been called the most recorded gospel song of all times, and it's frequently used in worship. It appears in many hymnals where it's listed under the topics of eternal life, heaven, and acceptance. It's a standard song at bluegrass jam sessions, but it's often performed at funerals. And if you know the chorus, you can join Bernice and I as we sing it. Yeah. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. Everybody join us on this chorus. You know it by now. Come on, you can do it. Fly away, oh Gloria. Fly away. Slower. When of every Christian who's in prison. Some glad morning I'll fly away. It isn't over. Enslavement isn't finished. It's on every continent in the world. Sometimes it's called human trafficking. Sometimes it's called drug addiction. Sometimes it's called child abuse. It's not finished. And these songs speak to our hearts a message of God's love and redemptive power no matter what is enslaving us. Thanks be to God. And now go in the sure knowledge of the grace and peace of God that endures through generations, through centuries, through millennia, through whatever we face. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all today and forevermore. Amen.